Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha William, coming to you live. Go ahead and text your neighbor, Tebow, and tweet them. Hit them up on Facebook and let them know that we have a live show on today. Today is Christmas Eve. We know, glory to God, but we got to go on in Jesus' name. Amen. First of all, I have a couple of announcements. I want you to make sure that you tune in on Tuesday night. That's WOW, Wow Radio, with none other than Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. An awesome, awesome man and woman of God who teaches and preaches the word of God like none of I've heard. So I encourage you to tune in on Tuesday night. The show comes on at 6 Pacific Standard Time, 8 Central Standard Time, and 9 Eastern Standard Time. And I want you to make sure that you write that down. Mark it on your calendar so you won't forget it. You know, if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a counselor, you need a spiritual leader, somebody to help you to get to that next level, glory to God, then you need to contact Apostle Yvonne Rouse on Facebook. It will be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse on Facebook. You can inbox them and let them know what you need. Glory to God, and I know, amen, it's in the house. Whatever you need is always in the house, glory to God. You know how you always say, well, you know what, if I need anything, it's in the house, right? Glory to God. Well, if you need a counselor, you need a life coach, you need a mentor, whatever your need may be, it's in the house. So go ahead and hit them up on Facebook and let them know what the need may be. And if you move on down on Saturday, we have Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Elder Bertha Askew, an awesome woman of God who can pray the house down, who teaches and preaches the word of God like none other. It's an awesome word that comes through, glory to God, and it's just awesome, awesome, awesome. The show comes on at 12 Pacific Standard Time, 2 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So I want to encourage you to come on in and listen to the word, amen, as she brings forth the word and breaks bread. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if you move on down, we're called the Hour of Power. I am the first Hour of Power, Prophetess Martha Williams, and the show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, Prophetic Corner. You don't want to miss these shows. It's ministry with you in mind. You know, when you say you want, you know, you miss the move of God, glory to God. You know, God is moving all the way from Monday, all the way through the week, Sunday, amen, glory to God. Then it starts back over again. You know, even if you don't hear a word, amen, glory to God, you know, you say, well, I didn't get my word. All words come from the word of God is your word, glory to God. Hallelujah. You receive the word so the word can bring changes in your life. Amen. Glory to God. So I want to encourage you to make sure you mark your calendars and listen in. Amen. Every Sunday. And then you can go and tune in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries with Minister Elaine Jackson. The show comes on at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 Central Standard Time, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. I want you to go over and show Minister Elaine some love. She'll be on the next hour. I'm going to give you a little break, and then it'll be time to transition over and hear Minister Elaine. And I'm going to encourage you to become partner. In becoming partner, there are many, many perks that you will get. You will also be placed on a personal prayer list where you will be prayed for by a group of people who don't mind praying. Amen, glory to God. If they get a word, amen, they'll let you know, glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, everybody say, I want a word, I want a word. The sure word is the word of God as we read it and as we understand what he's saying in these last and evil days, because this is our guide to go by. This is our guide to flow by. This is our guide to help us along our daily life if we would use it, glory to God. Hallelujah. And I want you to keep all that in mind, glory to God. It's only $25 or more to become a partner. So I'm going to encourage you, if you want to become a partner, hit them up on Facebook, Apostle, it'll be Pastor It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. So you can inbox them, or you can inbox any of us, of the team members, and we will get you over to the right people. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because we want to see you grow in this season. You know, this year is almost gone. Glory to God. There's not many more days left. Like I said, today is Christmas Eve. We know, and, you know, a lot of people thinking, well, you know what, I don't have this, I don't have that. But just understand, amen, if you got Jesus Christ, you got enough, because it's his birthday. You know, and we're celebrating his birthday, the birth of Christ. That's all that matters. Amen. Because you can eat peanut butter jelly and be happy. Glory to God. Because where Jesus is, glory to God, there's love and there's happiness and there's joy and there's peace down in your soul. So it doesn't really, you know, matter. Because there are some that can't even get the luxury of eating peanut butter and jelly. Just think about it. Glory to God. Amen. Even if you just got a loaf of bread, amen, and some eggs, y'all, come on, y'all old school, some of y'all, amen, on the line, I know, glory to God, hallelujah, you can make an egg sandwich, come on, glory to God, hallelujah, so you can't say you're without, but as long as you got Jesus, that's enough, hallelujah. We're going to go on, amen, with the word. I'm going to ask if anyone desires prayer. At this time, if you would press the 1, and I'll bring you in before we get started with our message. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. I don't see anybody press the 1, so we're going to go on and open us up in prayer and get ready for our message. I'm going to be coming from Numbers today, chapter 12. If you would, go ahead and turn to Numbers chapter 12. Glory to God. And I'll be coming out of the King James Version. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I'm going to open us up in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for today, Lord God. We thank you to see another day, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to strengthen those, Lord God, all around the world, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and let them know that you're the reason for every season, not just this season, Lord God. You're the reason every season in our life changes. You're the reason every season in the world changes, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for your comfort, peace, and your love, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, if there's someone who don't have loved ones, God, Father God, we ask you to send someone by, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, to touch them, Lord God, and let them know that you care, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And as long as you care, Lord God, nothing else matters, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray right now for strength, Lord God, all across the nation. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for everyone on this line, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. No depression, no oppression, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we come against it right now, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. No negative spirits, no negative words, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, because we know, Lord God, that you're in full control, Lord God. Not just partial, but you're in full control because you made the world. You made everything in the world, so you know how it works. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for your goodness, grace, and your mercy, as it shall endure forever, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. God is good. We're going to go ahead on, amen, and get into our message on today. Hallelujah. We're going to give just a little bit of background so we've gone on over into our message today. You know, they were praying for a deliverer here. Amen. Glory to God. And God sent Moses to deliver them. Remember, he sent him, glory to God, but they complain about everything. Ain't you some of the complaining as people? Amen. If it's too hot, oh, my God, it's too hot. You complain, hallelujah. My God, I got chicken, but I want a steak. Complaining, hallelujah. He sent them fresh manna, and what they do, complain, glory to God, hallelujah. They were complaining and complaining and complaining, but they asked God to send them a deliverer, so he sent Moses, glory to God. But you know, even so as that, they were still complaining no matter what he did. They were the complaining people, and they made God angry. Come on, we live in that world today where people don't do nothing but complain. You know, my shoulder hurts. Well, I'm going to complain, Lord Jesus, why my shoulder hurts? Lord, it just hurt. Now, instead of saying that, you say, Lord, I know that by your stripes, this shoulder is healed. If somebody got any shoulder problems on here today, then lay your hand in the mighty name of Jesus and know that, hey, that pain shall leave. You are strong and strengthened in that arm right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We cast all pain down right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, glory to God. You see, you just got to, amen, hold on fast, hallelujah, and begin not to complain, but begin to speak the word. If you want to get healed, speak the word, glory to God, hallelujah. That's not my message. We're going to move on, glory to God. And there were some of the complaining as people, complaining. Well, you know, a lot of things happened back in this day here. Those that didn't do what they were supposed to do, the ground opened up and it swallowed them up. Glory to God, hallelujah. You know, if the ground would open up and swallow us up now in these days, hallelujah, you know, a lot of sick holes and different things are happening too. Also, and they said, well, you know, we don't know where they're coming from. Think about it. Reading the word, you'll find it. Amen. It's in the word. Hallelujah. And they just swallowed them up because they were complaining. But, you know, let's move on to our message on today, chapter 12. Amen. We're going to talk about Moses and Miriam and Aaron and all those good people, amen, in the Bible. Hallelujah. And I'm going to title this message in chapter 12 today is Watch Your Mouth. Glory to God. Watch your mouth. Simply watch your mouth. And Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married. For he had married an Ethiopian woman. They call those Cushites. But what it was she was dark-skinned. You know, Ethiopian people are dark-skinned. They're almost like black people. You know, glory to God. Hallelujah. And they were speaking against her. Amen. Glory to God. But I understand. When they were talking against her, they were actually coming against Moses also, because he said in the word, the two shall become one, right? Glory to God, come on now. And he sent Moses, hallelujah, but they were talking against her. Glory to God. But what they didn't understand, they were really still coming against him. They were coming against Moses, but they were still coming against him. Let's move on, glory to God. And they said, has the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Has he not spoken also by us? And the Lord heard it. Now, ain't that something, how people think that they can talk about, you know, other people and talk about things and say, you know what, don't tell them, but get what? Don't you know the Lord hear what you say? It's more important, amen, that the Lord don't hear you saying that than for someone to keep it quiet that you said that about them. It's more important, amen, when you look at it, amen, what you're saying coming out your mouth anyway. You know, ain't it something, you know, people come when they say, uh-oh, you know, no, you meant to say what you said because it's in your heart. You need to ask God to clean your heart. Glory to God. And you meant what you said about that sister over there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because that's what's in your heart. Hallelujah. Because you say, God, your heart, out of your heart flows the issues of life. See, you see, Aaron and Miriam, because they were brothers, Moses' brother and sister, and they were coming against Moses. Why? But they were still coming against Moses. So when you come, you go in a church, hallelujah, and you see the first lady, hallelujah, and you see her husband, the pastor, the preacher, whatever you want to call him, glory to God, and then you go over there and you talk to him and everything, and then you the first lady looked at me kind of wrong. She was looking at me all crazy. Come on, you're still coming against, amen, the man's wife. You know, women, let me tell you something. Stop going in churches trying to tear up churches. Because you know what? You're going to be held accountable for that you go in there. Amen. Glory to God. And coming against the pastors. And be careful about talking about them. And coming against them. Glory to God. If something ain't right, then you know what you need to do. It's to take it to the hill from which come your help. All your help comes from the Lord. Just take it to the hill. And ask God. Say, Lord, is it me? Or Lord, is it something I don't understand? So many times you're afraid to talk to God. You know, you want to lay it out. Just lay it out, glory to God, and tell him what you want and tell him what you're thinking, glory to God, although he already knows, but it's good for you to talk it out with him so he can help you, amen, to bring some solidarity to your mind, glory to God. Oh, let's move on, glory to God. Now the man, Moses, was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. You know, a meek person, they're humble, quiet, gently, easy. Amen. They're submissive, obedient. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And they're very humble. hallelujah, unwrestling. They don't wrestle a lot with people, and they be talking all crazy. They don't wrestle with them, hallelujah. They're like a lamb, just a gentle little lamb. See, Moses was all that and wrapped up and tied up. He was all that. He was a very meek person, hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on, hallelujah. And the Lord spoke suddenly unto Moses and unto Aaron and unto Miriam, come out ye unto the tabernacle of the congregation. And they three came out. You know, you just think about when he said, come out. He is not angry because he heard them talking, you know, and talking all crazy and stuff. And so you just think about it. Now, when you're in a church and you're running a church, amen, there's no brother and sister and all this. Yes, it's brother and sister in Christ. But biological brothers and sisters, glory to God, everybody got to be treated, amen, the same, hallelujah. There's no picks and choosing. That's the thing about it. When you're in a church like that and you're running a church, no, my sister can't come in here. Well, you know, I want to sit up here on the front row. No, you can't do that, sis. We have an order, hallelujah, glory to God. And you got to sit where I asked you to sit if it's okay with you. If you don't mind, no, that's my sister or that's my brother. I sit where I want to sit. Well, honey, it's okay if you don't mind. We just have a little order here in the church. And if they really persisted, just go on and take them and sit them down, glory to God. And you can talk to them later. You know, you can't come up in here and thinking that you're going to take over. Hallelujah. If there's a sister or a pastor running a church and he has brothers and sisters working under him, then guess what? Everything has to be done decent and in order. You know, you can't. He said there's no marriage in Christ Jesus. Whenever God corrects, he corrects you. It don't matter. Amen. If brother, sister, uncle, auntie, grandmama, whoever it is, if they're wrong, they're wrong. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Hallelujah. My God, my God. And the Lord came down in the pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. Now, can you imagine, amen, when God called them, do you think, amen, they were walking right or were they shaking in their shoes because the right one was on the scene now? This God Almighty, hallelujah. He said, y'all, come on now. I need to talk to y'all. You know, y'all haven't been doing what you need to do. Y'all coming against the man and woman that I have placed, you know, in this place. That's not right. Why are y'all doing this? You know, ain't there something? You come against the pastors. You come against, you know, the first lady. You come against them, glory to God. Why are y'all doing this? If you ain't happy, then guess what you need to do? Just go ahead and ease on out. Hallelujah. Just say, well, you know what? I'm going to go somewhere else. But before you go, ask God to heal that thing, because guess what? If you don't get it healed, then guess what you're going to do? You're going to carry it over in that same church that you're going to the next church, and you're going to have them same loose feelings that you had over there. You're going to wear it on your sleeve. Glory to God. Ask him to help you. And then, you know, he can take you. He can help you when you get ready to go if you're going somewhere else. Glory to God. But don't try. Amen. You just say, well, I'm going to leave. Now, leave decent. Leave like you're supposed to. Do it in decent and in order. You know, God has an order. You know, we're in covenant with God. He has an order. So you need to leave. Well, you know what? Just say, well, you know what? This is not for me. This is not the place I think I need to be in. So I'm just going to leave, you know, and leave and don't tear it down when you leave. Amen. Just leave. Glory to God. Stop coming against it. Well, you know what? They wouldn't let me do this. And they would, nah, stop it. Just come on. You know, we are real people in real life here. And a lot of times the prayers are hindered and prayers are not answered because of the way you're doing, the way you're not following who God has placed over you. You're tearing them down and tearing them up and talking about them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if they ain't doing what you think they need to do, then, you know, just leave. Just leave quietly. It'll be okay. Just leave. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay, let's move on. Hallelujah. Let's move to verse 6. And he said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision and will speak unto him in a dream. He was telling them right then, don't you know, hallelujah, they were saying, well, you know what, God don't, he don't only speak through you. Well, he speak through us too. He said in his word, let me help y'all with this, okay? And I want everybody to listen closely. If there's a prophet among you, he's going to speak to that prophet. See, God ain't going to do nothing out of order. You see the order here? He said, hold up, yeah. He placed Moses there. Moses and his wife, glory to God, they were both there. He placed Moses there. So, you know, come on, he said, if there's a prophet among you, I'm going to speak to that prophet. He's going to speak to that prophet and tell that prophet. Yes, God speaks to other people. Yes, he do. And if you're under the anointing in a place where the Spirit of the Lord is high, what I mean is that the Holy Ghost is there doing it for his work and tearing up some stuff. Yes, he will speak to someone else. But if he got a prophet among you there, he's going to show him, hallelujah, or her. Amen, glory to God. He's going to show him first. Amen, glory to God. But they were thinking, okay, you ain't the only one that God speaks through. He speaks through me, too. I know some stuff. If you only knew. Glory to God. Just because you know what you know, that don't make you a prophet. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you really, really know that you know that you know that you know, hallelujah, glory to God, you'll say, I do not want that. Glory to God. And we're going to leave it at that. Glory to God. Let's move on. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all my house. So you see right here, God already knew what was in Moses. Hallelujah, glory to God. But you see, Mary and Aaron, they're going to act up. Ain't that something our people act out? Y'all know, act out, right? You know, okay, God, you ain't the only one God speaks to. God speaks to me, too. Oh, really? Glory to God. And yes, he can. I'm not going to doubt that. Glory to God. Yes, he can. Hallelujah. But you better know that you know that you know that you know that you done spent enough time with him to know what he'll say and what he won't say, glory to God, and know that he won't cause no confusion. Because see right here, amen, Miriam and Aaron, they was about to cause some confusion up in there, glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Number 8, with him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently and not in dark speeches. And the similitude of the Lord shall he behold. Wherefore, then were ye not afraid to speak against my servant Moses. He said, wait a minute, hold up. Don't you know I'm gonna speak to Moses and I'm gonna tell him, you know, what I want him to do. And he said, and when I talk to him, he said, ain't gonna be no confusion. I ain't gonna talk to him in riddles, glory to God. He said, he's gonna understand what I'm saying, glory to God. He said, I will speak to him and it ain't gonna be no confusion what I'm telling Moses to tell y'all to do. So don't you know when your leaders speak to you, they done been with the Lord, they done prayed up, wrapped up, tied up, and they tangled up in the Holy Ghost. It ain't going to be no confusion. You ain't going to tell the leaders to do one thing, and then you go over here and say, well, you know what? Well, the Lord told me, no. You stop that. Glory to God. Mm-mm. God is not the author of confusion. So when he was speaking to Moses, he said, hold up. And then y'all going to come and speak against Moses because I know Moses. I raised him up. I know he's faithful to me. I know him. He's in my house. And then y'all going to come talking about, you ain't the only one that he speaks to. See, they should have kept that. Glory to God. When your leaders, amen, tell you something, I know y'all wanted to hear a wonderful, you know, Christmas message, amen, glory to God, but this is going to help you. You're really, really good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is going to help you and stop you from getting in some trouble. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, when he had raised Moses up, he know, he said, he has already almost seen me, glory to God. And then you're thinking, amen, that I'm not going to speak to him. I'm going to talk to y'all, glory to God. God ain't want all that confusion. Everybody trying to say, thus says the Lord. Glory to God. Well, I'm over here. I'm going to say, thus says the Lord. And I'm over here. I'm going to say, well, hold up. God showed me something different. No, it should all combine in the same place. It should be about the vision of the ministry. Hallelujah. There's no division. It should be, amen, glory to God, should come together. Hallelujah. He may show you something, but he ain't telling you to go and broadcast it and blast it out. My God. So whenever your leaders tell you something, glory to God, that confusion, amen, glory to God, that's on you. That's because you want to go over them. Hallelujah. But you need to get in sync with them. And then God can help you. Well, you know what? If you see something coming, he will tell you what you need to tell him. It's because you saw it, glory to God. And I showed it to you for a reason. But he is not the author of confusion. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on to 9. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against them, and he departed. So in other words, he was mad. You see, we serve a God that said, okay, he's kind to me, yes. But he does have a wrath side, so don't forget it. Glory to God. You know, he can get angry. Hallelujah. Yes, he can. It's a shame to fall in the hands of an angry God. Hallelujah. I heard Elder was talking about that on her show one time, and she was saying, you don't want to do that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He left. He departed. Let's go on to 10. And the cloud departed from off the tabernacle, and behold, Miriam became leopard, white as snow. And Aaron looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was a leopard. See, look what happened. Because they were coming against the man of God. The man, and you know, it didn't make no sense. You have to be careful. Watch your mouth, what you say against pastors. Watch your mouth, what you say against anybody. He says that's anointed, even those that say they're anointed. Watch your mouth when you come against leaders. You got to watch your mouth whenever you hear them saying, you know, okay, well, you need to give, you know, and you need to pay your tithes and your offering and do what you need to do in the ministry. And you need to come on and you need to pep up and watch your mouth what you say against them leaders. Glory to God. But you know, so many times what we do, people take it so lightly. Whenever they say, well, you know what, they just a man and a woman like I am. They put their pants on and they put their dress on the same way I do. Yes, they do, glory to God, but you may put your bottom size up. Well, they put that right over their head. Come on now. Glory to God. So watch your mouth when you come against leaders. Watch your mouth when you get with other people and you hear them talking about your leaders and stuff, and then, glory to God, you want to chip in your 2 cent. Well, watch your mouth, glory to God. When you hear him, well, you know what? I mean, oh, okay, the pastor just wants all that money, child. That's all he wants. Watch your mouth. You got to learn how to walk away from folk when they get to talking all crazy like that, glory to God. You don't want to be like Miriam did, amen. And she was part of it, though, honey, when they got together, amen. They were talking, amen, against them. But guess what? Look who was struck with the leprosy. Miriam was. Glory to God. So watch your mouth. You don't want to do that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, if it's something you don't understand, I say to you again, all you got to do is just talk to them and see what they're saying. So, hold up, I don't understand this. And they will explain it to you. You know, this is why so much confusion is going on in ministries and different stuff. A lot of people don't understand the things of the Spirit, and they don't understand really how God operates. That's it. That's it. Thank you, Lord. They don't understand how God operates. Glory to God. So you need to, that's what your leaders are there for, to help you. Glory to God. Because you don't want to be like Miriam, hallelujah. You know, that ran and all against something she shouldn't even be saying, glory to God, and was struck with leprosy. Let's move on just a little bit further. And Aaron said unto Moses, Allah, my Lord, I beseech thee, lay not the sin upon us, wherein we have done foolishly, and wherein we have sinned. Okay, now look, he want to come back now and say, okay, you know, we have sinned. Oh, help us. When he saw Miriam was struck with leprosy, you know, that brought some thought into his mind. Like, okay, well, if she's struck with leprosy, what do you think going to happen to me? Glory to God, hallelujah. You know, that's what he was thinking. Hallelujah. Well, you know what, I did wrong, and I apologize. Don't do that. I apologize. Yes, he did. He apologized. He was saying, oh, no. I don't want that to happen to me. Glory to God. And then he would come and he had to go to Moses and tell Moses. Now, let's see what happened here after he was telling Moses, yeah, I sinned. Glory to God. Let her not be as one dead of whom the flesh is half consumed. When he cometh out of his mother's womb, and he was saying, hold up, you know, there are children that are born with, you know, with half flesh when they come out of their mother's womb. Let her not be like that. He said, I don't want her to be like that, you know, and he was talking and trying to get Moses, you know, talking to Moses, and really, you can imagine, he was scared too. Come on now. You know it was when he saw that, saw what had happened. All because talking foolish, glory to God, hallelujah. My God, just talking foolish. You know, sometimes you can get in these people, and they'll get at home and they'll get on the phone and they'll call each other. You know, Johanna, let me tell you, The pastor just, I don't know, he just preached too long. Glory to God, my God. He preached too long, my God. I didn't think we were going to never have someone that long with it. Yes, glory to God. But you know what? It's okay. Amen, glory to God. But you just remember not to put your mouth on that. Watch your mouth, hallelujah. Glory to God. Watch your mouth when you come against those who are anointed. Watch your mouth when you come against those even who say they're anointed. Watch your mouth, glory to God, when you're walking in a place. Amen, glory to God. And God has placed leaders over you to help you. Watch your mouth and talking, well, you know what, they just want to hold me back. Watch your mouth, glory to God. Well, you know what, I see too, God speaks through me too. Watch your mouth. You don't want to be struck with leprosy. Watch your mouth, glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Hallelujah. And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, heal her now, O Lord, O God, I beseech you. Now, look who had to come back after what they had said against him and his wife. Amen, because he knows she's a part of it. Glory to God. Look who had to come back, amen, and pray for her to get healed. Glory to God. And Aaron was clean with Moses. He wanted him to pray for her. Now, ain't that something? You come against the pastor, then things start to happen in your life. You come against the leaders, and things start to happen in your life. You won't do what they say. You won't want to come to prayer. Hallelujah. You don't want to come, amen, and get the word of God. You don't want to come to Bible study. You don't want to be on time for prayer. But then time, things go down. Good God Almighty. They go downhill, and you can't see your way. And then you want to say, hold up, let me call my leaders over there. Your leaders in, right? Glory to God. Because you need someone to get a prayer through. And you know who can. Glory to God. Well, let me call my leaders. Oh, this is going on in my life. This is going on in my life. Glory to God. I need you to pray and touch and agree. Well, let me help you out here on this Christmas Eve. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you do whatever you need to do, if you're in your place, glory to God, and you ain't putting your mouth on them, hallelujah, glory to God, then God will move for you. But just think about some stuff that you're saying, hallelujah, glory to God, against them, glory to God. And now you want to go back to them, just think about it, glory to God. Say, you know what, I need to repent and I need to apologize, glory to God. You know, sometimes we're people who don't know what an apology is, glory to God. You ain't good enough to apologize. If you're wrong, you won't apologize, hallelujah. Ain't that something, hallelujah. You won't say, well, you know what, I'm sorry. Hallelujah, glory to God. I'm sorry, my God. But you know, amen, you got to be a big enough person to say, you know what, Lord, I sinned and come short of your glory, Lord God. Help me, Lord God, so I won't do that again, glory to God. And he will help you, because you know, when you get ready to do it again, if you were sincere in your heart, then God's going to stir that up on the inside. He's going to bring it back to your remembrance. Say, remember when you did this? Don't do this again. And he will do it, glory to God, because the Holy Ghost is there to lead you and guide you into the right thing to say. Hallelujah, glory to God. Watch your mouth when you're coming out of the sanctuary. So, you know what? He was just too long, and I just got to go. Watch your mouth, hallelujah, when you're at home and you're getting on the telephone. So, you know what? Every time I turn around, these folks want me to give this money. They can come out and give your tithes and your offerings. Watch your mouth, hallelujah, for what you say, because you can hold up your own self. Hallelujah. How many times prayers are not answered because you hold up yourself? Just check your mouth and see what you're saying. Hallelujah. It's okay. Sometimes you got to check yourself. Hallelujah. But you know what, so many times happen, everybody's trying to check everybody else. Glory to God. Well, you know, let me check on Sister Sarah over here, because she was a widow JoJo then. Let me check, amen, Lonnie. Glory to God. I saw two of them going in and out the other night. Glory to God. Let me check old Sister Lojo over here. Glory to God. She was going down there because she said he had a present for her this year. Glory to God, my God. Watch your mouth, hallelujah, and check yourself. That's what we're in a place now where we need to check ourselves. Because if you want to be, amen, you want to get what God wants you to be, you want to be a leader, then you got to check yourself. Do self-examination to see what's going on in your life before you try to check everything, the apostle, the pastor, the preacher, whatever you want to call them, the deacon, the evangelist, and all that, before you want to check all them, glory to God. Check and see what's going on in your life. Am I doing what they need me to do? Am I in my place on prayer night? Am I in my place when they call me to usher at the door? Am I in my place when he call me and tell me, okay, this is what I need you to do. I need you to bring a cake, you know, this night. Am I in my place whenever he calls and says, well, you know what, so is sick, so I'm going to need you to come. Amen. You usher on this day. Am I in my place? And instead of saying, well, you know what, I ain't doing that. I'm not going over there. You can forget it. I'm not doing it. Glory to God. Are you in your place? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Watch your mouth when you're coming against your leaders, the men and women of God whom God has placed over you that know more than you do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because if it had not been so, he wouldn't have placed them over there. And if you think, amen, you got to come against them, then you know what it's time to do. It's time for you to get the step. Just go on, glory to God. Just, I mean, you go on about your business. Hallelujah. And let God take care of that. Let God be God. Hallelujah. Just don't you try to fix it. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. And then Moses said, Lord, heal her. Heal her of her leprosy. Lord God, heal her. Now Moses went before the Lord and he praying for her to be healed. Glory to God. After all that, and then I came against him talking all that smack. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, you know, God speaks through me. He, you ain't the only one he speaks through. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Watch your mouth. Hallelujah. Let's move on. And the Lord said unto Moses, if her father had just had but spit in her face, should she not be ashamed for 7 days? Let her be shut out from the camp 7 days, and after that, let her be received in again. You see right here, glory to God, he said, let her put outside the camp. Because you know what? Sometimes God allows, God does not tempt you, amen, with evil. He does not, he don't tempt you with sin. Let me go ahead and get them out of the way, glory to God. But trials and tribulations you're going to go through. You're going to go through them, glory to God, my God. And do you think, amen, he going to get you out right then? Sometimes you got to go through in order to be a better person and a testimony for somebody else. Everything that you go through, glory to God, hallelujah. You know, they say everything we go through is God, hallelujah. But you know what? Some things you put yourself through, let me help you. I'm going to break it down right here, right now. Glory to God. You know, when you go out there and you get your credit card, you know, this time of year, and you say, well, I got need to get so-and-so a present, you're charging over here. Well, I need to get four over here. Let me get JoJo a present over here. Let me get JoJo one over here, glory to God. And then the next thing you know, you got a big credit card bill that you can't pay, hallelujah, glory to God. And them months come rolling around pretty quick, hallelujah, glory to God. And then you can't pay it. Whose fault is it? It ain't God's fault. It's your fault. It's your flesh's fault, glory to God, because you yield it to your flesh and went out there and charged all that stuff. Hallelujah, glory to God. It's your own fault. You know, we have choices here. He said, choose this day whom you're going to serve. We have choices to choose. Are we going to serve the Lord our God, or are we going to serve people? Who are we going to choose? We have choices. So you have a choice to choose whom you're going to serve, glory to God. And you see here, he was telling them to put her outside the camp for 7 days. Just think about it now. And he went ahead, amen, and cleared it up, amen, and let her stay right on in there, just go on and do whatever it is she was doing in the beginning. Do you think she would have went back talking about it again? She probably would have. Just think about it. Amen, glory to God, hallelujah. Because there were no consequences. Oh, my God. There would have been no consequences to what she had done. Hallelujah. Running her mouth. She wasn't watching her mouth. In other words, she was releasing everything that was in her mouth. Thank you, Lord God. You know, I heard this person say, you know what, hey, if it comes up to mind, I might as well say it. No. He said in his word, take every thought into captivity. So that means if you know it's something that's going to hurt somebody's feelings, then don't you say it. If you know it's something, glory to God, that's going to come against your leader, then don't you say it. If it's something that you know, glory to God, somebody else trying to get you to say, and you know it ain't right, you know it's sin, don't you say it. You got to make sure you take every thought into captivity, glory to God. Hallelujah. No, if it come up, I'm thinking it, I might as well say it. No, he said take every thought. Well, let me back it up just a little bit. Hold, glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to reiterate this. Glory to God. God said take every thought into captivity. That means whatever you're thinking, you don't release everything you're thinking. Because if you release everything you're thinking, sometimes it ain't nice. Glory to God. It's going to be ugly, and it'll hurt somebody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you got to be careful. Hallelujah. And watch your mouth. It's like, well, if I'm thinking it, I might as well say it now. Take every thought into captivity, hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on just a little bit. And we're almost at the end here. And Miriam was sent out from the camp 7 days, and the people journeyed not till Miriam was brought back in again. See, they put her outside the camp because they was calling her unclean. And you know, when during that time, that was 7 days, and you had to stay outside the camp, you know, until, you know, you get over whatever it is you were going on, sickness or whatever, and then they would bring you back in 7 days, and then you were called clean again. But, you know, she could have avoided all that if she had to do what? Watch her mouth. Glory to God. You got to be careful. Watch your mouth. Glory to God. You know, you can get in some conversations, like I said before, against people that you don't even know. You know, people will have people not even liking you and know nothing about you. Hallelujah, my God. Come on. Amen. I heard that from the rooftop, my God. They know nothing about you, glory to God. But they'll have that person hate you and they don't even know you, glory to God. Because guess what? They didn't watch their mouth. Hallelujah. Well, be in a season, amen, glory to God, this season, amen, glory to God, where you watch your mouth and watch what you say and watch how you come against your leaders and how you come against others. Hallelujah. Because, you know, we're in a time now where when God placed leaders over you, glory to God, hallelujah, he placed them there for a reason because he knows what you're going to need. Because I'm going to tell you, some just stubborn to the point. Hallelujah. Some stubborn. Some were fearful because they always saying, well, you know, I ain't have nobody to help me. I ain't have nobody to take me to the level I need to go. And I know God is calling me. Glory to God. And then God send you some help. Hallelujah. But when he sent Moses in and delivered them, glory to God, and they were still talking junk. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then whenever you get up on the leaders, hallelujah, and then they mold you maybe a year. Hallelujah. They work with you maybe 2 years, you know, glory to God. Then you think you know more than them. No, that's just not so. Glory to God. You still got to be careful and stay there. Hallelujah. You stay right there until God tells you to move. Don't move out of your season, glory to God, because you're going to miss something. And if you can't hear what they're telling you and how they want you to do things in decent and in order, hallelujah, then I'm going to tell you, hallelujah, it's time for you to go ahead and pack your Bible and go home, glory to God, hallelujah, because there's something there that you're going to need, hallelujah. You're going to need more than just a 1 year. You're going to need more than just a 2 year. You're going to need a lifetime. I'm a life coach, hallelujah, glory to God, to help you. And if there's something that you don't understand, be able to go to them, amen, so they can help you to straighten out amen, glory to God, put the confusion in your mind, hallelujah. And then when they straighten it out, receive it. Because so many times, you know, when you're under people, you know, under the man and woman of God, hallelujah, glory to God, and they tell you something, you don't want to receive it, hallelujah. You don't want to receive it because you got your own preconceived ideas about how things work and how they need to be. But that's just not so because God placed them in that place, glory to God. And they have been through hell and high water, good God Almighty, so they know what's going on. Glory to God. What you got to do is watch your mouth. Let's get to the end of this story. Hallelujah, glory to God. But you know right here, they did not. They didn't leave. They stayed there and waited, glory to God. They stayed and waited until they brought her back inside the camp. And afterward, the people removed from Hazeroth and pitched in the wilderness of Paran. After the Indian, they left after they brought them back in. You know, we're in a season, amen. We're in seasons of changes. I can see the changes going on, glory to God. And I just walk around and I say, Lord, I see the changes. I see the changes. I see the changes, glory to God, hallelujah. But you know, you still got to watch your mind, glory to God. And if you think that the man and woman of God ain't enough for you, then just leave, hallelujah. I'm just going to say it, amen, like it is. We in a real world. We real life, not this live show, hallelujah, glory to God. Just go ahead and walk away. But watch your mouth when you get ready to walk away. You don't have to, amen, downgrade them. You don't have to talk about them. You don't have to say, amen, well, you know what, I left because of this and I left because of that and they did this and that. No, just watch your mouth and keep on sticking. Because we serve an awesome God, hallelujah. And you don't want to be struck down, glory to God, hallelujah. Man, God, my God, hallelujah. You want to live and have life more abundantly, glory to God. So you got to have somebody leading you. And you got to have some strong leadership, glory to God, hallelujah. You don't want nobody to just agree with everything that you say, hallelujah. What you want is, if you're wrong, you want them to be able to tell you. If you're wrong, you want them to be able to show you where I'm wrong and help me to make it right, glory to God. You know, when you had children, you were bringing them up and they were saying, well, you know what, you know, they would do wrong stuff, glory to God. When you correct them, glory to God. But it's just, hey, God sent his leaders to correct his children. Hallelujah. He corrects those whom he loves. Don't you want God to correct you, glory to God. Let let you know, hallelujah, that he loves you. Hallelujah. And he don't want you to keep making that same old mistake. And I say to you today, if you honor someone whom you don't think, amen, glory to God, that you went as far as you go, amen, and glory to God, then go ahead and just say, well, you know what, it's time for me to go. And go ahead on, glory to God, hallelujah. But don't take, amen, upon yourself to start talking in the streets and talking about them and giving them a bad name. Don't do that. And I say to you, as the title of my story was today, watch your mouth. Amen, glory to God, hallelujah. If anybody desire prayer at this time, if you will press the 1, I will bring you in, glory to God, for prayer, hallelujah, because I know God did a work here on today, hallelujah. We serve an awesome God, and I just want to reiterate, amen, we know it's Christmas Eve, glory to God, hallelujah, amen, but still, watch your mouth, watch your mouth, watch your mouth, glory to God, because Jesus is the reason, amen, for every season, not just this season. They say he's the reason for every season, but for this season, he's the reason for every season. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, seasons change, but we're getting ready to go in 2018. Glory to God. You know, a lot of people start out, amen, in the beginning, well, this is what I'm not going to do, and I'm not going to do, and I'm not going to do, and then they start to make this long list of things that they're not going to do, and they end up doing every one of them things that they said they wasn't going to do. But you know what happens? You leave Jesus out, glory to God. You don't say, Lord, help me to be a better person. Help me not to do these same things that I did last year. Help me, Lord God, to do even more and to do better. See, that's when you leave Jesus out. You make all these long lists of things that you said you ain't going to do, glory to God, when you're not your own, glory to God. And if you have confessed Jesus is Lord, you know, you belong to him. So you ask him to help you, and he will help you, glory to God, my God, hallelujah. But you only got to just take one step at a time, because all everything don't happen in just the beginning. You know, just think about it, you know, if you're cooking, glory to God, you got to take the turkey out, glory to God, and you let it unfold, hallelujah, my God. And then what you got to do, you got to wash it down, and glory to God, to see the process. So you're a process, a work in progress. Glory to God. So everything may not happen at one time. So don't overwhelm yourself. If you can take one thing at a time and let God deal with that, glory to God, everything will be all right. Amen. Glory to God. Nobody has pressed the 1. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I want to give you the invitation, amen, to come to Christ. Hallelujah. But before I do, I want you to go over, amen, and hear Minister Elaine. Glory to God. And you can go on her Facebook page and click on it, the link, and it'll take you to her show, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, on today. Glory to God. Now, if you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I would like for you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Lord. Father God, I repent of everything that I've said, the things that I have thought that weren't like you, oh God. Father God, I ask you to clean me, Lord. Cleanse me, oh God. Change my life, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. If you said that, welcome to the body of Christ. Amen. Hit me up on Facebook, inbox me, and let me know you are a now blood-washed, born believer, covered under the blood. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Amen. Hallelujah. And I want to go ahead now, and we're going to give the benediction. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Remember, hallelujah, it's not about what you got on the table. It's not about what you got under the tree. It's all about who hung on the tree for us. Glory to God. And it's his birthday. So we celebrate Jesus Christ's birthday. Glory to God. It's not none of that. None of that is important. It ain't even about the big turkey we just watched a few minutes ago. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And cooked him. It ain't about none of that. Glory to God. It's about Jesus Christ. And if you keep Christ first, then everything else will fall in place. Now, the benediction. Now, unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. We will see you on next Sunday. Have a happy, happy, and merry Christmas.